Terence Smith has signed on the Vilmos Revenge for his mercenary fleet. We've got to have somebody there, Eric. It's a legal mission for a planetary government. There's nothing I can do to prevent them from leaving. Christ, this is Latin we're talking about. I was about 10 years old when he destroyed Jandrit. 1.25 million people, just so he could make a clean getaway and the habitat itself. The Edenists had never lost a habitat before. Their life expectancy is measured in millennia. And now he's had nearly 40 years to perfect his megalomaniac schemes. Shit, we don't even know what they are. But what I've heard about Lalonde is enough to frighten me. I'm scared, Eric. I've got a family. I don't want him to get his hands on them. We have to know where he went on the Yaku. Nothing is more important than that. Piracy and flogging off black market goods are totally irrelevant by comparison. The Navy has to find him and exterminate him. Properly, this time. Until he's dead, we have no other goal. I've already sent a fleck to Avon, a courier left on a Black Hawk an hour after the Time Universe people told me about their recording. Eric's brow crinkled in surprise. Olson Neal gave a modest smile. Yes, a Black Hawk. They're fast, they're good, and Latin will ultimately have them too if we don't stop him. Their captains are just as unnerved by him as we are. All right, Eric gave up. I'll go. Anything, any piece of data, what he's done out in the Lalonde hinterlands, where the Yaku went, just anything. I'll get whatever I can. You could try asking this journalist, Graham Nicholson. He shrugged at Eric's expression. The man's smart, resourceful. If anyone on that planet had the presence of mind to track the Yaku's jump coordinate, it'll be him. Eric rose to his feet. Okay. Eric, take care. The heavy curtains in Kelly Tyrrell's bedroom were drawn across the two oval windows. Ornate wall-mounted glass globes emitted a faint turquoise light. It made the white bedsheets shimmer as if they were the surface of a moonlit lake. Human skin was dark and tantalizing. Kelly let Joshua run his hands over her, parting her legs, so he could probe the damp cleft hidden below her tangle of pubic hair. Nice, she purred, squirming over the rumpled sheets. His teeth shone as he parted his lips. Good. If you take me with you, there will be 5 days of this, non-stop. And in free fall, too. A powerful argument. Money as well. Collins will pay triple rate for my passage. I'm already rich. So get richer. Jesus, you're a pushy bitch. Is that a complaint? Did you want to be with someone else tonight? No. Good. Her hand slid round his balls. This is the one for me, Joshua. This is my make-or-break chance. I blew the Ionis story because of someone not 1 million kilometers from here. Her fingers tightened slightly. Opportunities like this don't come to a place like Tranquility 3 times in a life. If I pull it off, I'll be made, top of the seniority table, good assignments, a decent bureau posting, a real salary. You owe me this, Joshua. You owe me very big. Suppose the mercenaries don't want you with them. You leave them to me. The way I'll pitch it at them, they'll eat up the offer. Heroes, up against frightening odds, helping to flatten Latin. Rogues with a heart of gold, sensitized into every home in the Confederation. Come on! Jesus! There was still an uncomfortable pressure round his balls, long red nails touching his scrotum a little too sharply to be described as tickling. She wouldn't, would she? Her smart, expensive grey-blue crusto suit was folded neatly over a chair by the dresser. It had been taken off with military regimentation as she prepared for sex. She probably would. Jesus! Of course I'll take you. Thumb and forefinger nipped one ball impishly. Yow! His eyes watered. You don't think you're getting carried away with this idea, do you? I mean, there are career moves and career moves. Landing on a hostile planet behind enemy lines is pushing company loyalty to extremes. Crap! Kelly rolled onto one elbow and glared at him. Did you see who Time Universe had introducing their studio segments? Matthias? Bastard Rems, that's who! Just because he was in the right place at the right time. That lucky little shit. He's younger than me, barely out of his nursery pen, and they gave him 3 days prime scheduling time. And market research says he's popular because he's boyish. Some women like that, it turns out. 80-year-old virgins, I should think. The reason Time Universe won't let him record sensivizes is because then we'd all know for sure he hasn't got any balls.